Google TKO Concrete Flooring. Get floors that last a lifetime. Call 615-414-3727 today.
Welcome to another episode of the TKO Flooring Podcast. I'm Mike Stewart, your host. And here we are today with Zach Allman, flooring expert from TKO. And one of the questions is that we get a lot is that we love flake flooring, but why is it so expensive? So explain that to us, Zach.
The main reason the flake floors have actually jumped in price here in the last year and a half, 2 years or so, is the price on epoxy and the bare materials that it takes to actually do these floors has jumped by around 200%. And I'd say about a year and a half, 2 years now. So that adds, you know, ultimately to the end cost. But the main thing that you pay for in a flake versus a solid or an acetone dyed floor is the process gets an extra day, a little bit of extra labor, and they're longer days. So when you do a flake floor, you want to come in, you do the grinding and the prep process, vacuum everything really nice and clean, and then you do your patchwork. After your patchwork, you want to sand that down, do a primer coat that's got a solid color epoxy, and then the next day you actually have to come back, sand that coat, and then patch once more so you get all the little holes, divots, cracks, joints, things that'll show in that finished product. And once you finish with that, you do a second body coat with a solid color epoxy. So you've already got two coats of epoxy then, and then you want to broadcast your Torgonol chips, which gives you that flake look into that body coat. The boxes of flake themselves, you know, they've jumped in price recently. The biggest part is getting them shipped over, being that they're 40-pound boxes. They're not easy to get in. And then after you do that, you know, you've got an extra day of labor on the third day. So you come in, clean everything up. You want to sweep up the excess flake. You want to scrape off any spots that seem to have just clumped up on that body coat. And then you clean it up. And then that's where you get the polyaspartic top coat, which is one of the most amazing products that we offer because it's got UV stable protection in it. It's water protective. It's going to keep your garage floor from cracking and ruining again and keep you having that nice, beautiful flake floor. The hardest part about this top coat is you don't want to do it too thin because then you ultimately risk your floor failing later on down the line. You also don't want to do it too thick because one of the added advantages to these flake floors is you get a lot of texture in it. So if you do it on a garage or front porch or even in a restaurant dining room, you don't run the risk of it getting wet and people slipping, falling, and ultimately wanting to sue you, which no one wants to do. And the other benefit of these flake floors is, you know, you get the flake itself. So you have a lot of different colors working together. You don't necessarily have one solid color throughout. So it's not boring. It's kind of, you know, neat looking, if you will. And that's kind of the main reason that they're more expensive, like I said, is epoxy price, the extra labor. But they are worth it because you do, like I said, get the texture, you get that pretty look, and you get something that's ultimately going to be more durable than most floors out there because you have three coats, including an extra coating of the flakes themselves. So you get durability, you get longevity, and you get the textured feel in there without having to pay for an aluminum oxide broadcast or anything on top.
Well, thank you for that explanation. You know, folks, consider a flake flooring as a great option. They look beautiful. Everybody's satisfied with them, get them. And, you know, you got to remember that sometimes you have to invest a little more to get something that's a higher quality. And that's what we're talking about here. So we do this podcast as a public service to help people understand the flooring industry and answer the questions so that it's available when you're trying to make a decision. Because doing a concrete floor is a great decision, whether you're a business or a residence. You can get to our podcast on all the popular podcast systems like Apple. We're in Amazon, we're in Google, and we're in Spotify. And until next time, this is Mike Stewart for the TKO Podcast.
Google TKO Concrete Flooring. Get floors that last a lifetime. Call 615-414-3727.